Gentlemen, it's time for a little chat about Tzadik Tet. So we're going to begin at the Ikar Yamri, which was the other approach, which is a couple lines above the midway down the page. So remember, our question was yesterday we were involved in the issue of the relationship of a shliach and a mishaleach in cases where a shliach overextended his authority, whether that's considered to be a bittul of the entire shlichut. And this, of course, was triggered by the issue in the Mishnah where the almana had sold, and she's essentially an agent because the court has empowered her, where she sold a shava mona v'dinah for a mona. That was the pashtus. We tried to bring a raya from there. We ended up without a raya, but we see how the Mishnah triggered these considerations. And we also want to know what happens in a case where a shliach now did a little bit less than his authority. And this is today's Gemara. The Ikar Yamri reads the question in the other direction. So let's start with the Ikar Yamri. The Ikar Yamri, halotu b'ayolacha. The other lashon says, look, there's bechlal no question that echad amar le'zil zaven le'litcha v'zaven le'kura. If he would say to the shliach, sell a letach, a half an acre of my property. And he goes ahead and he sells an acre. But over there, vaday mosifal dvarav havi, as long as the buyer is ready to give back half, so there he's considered to have done a shlichut plus. I mean, so he extended his authority. That part of the sale isn't chal. But that doesn't mean the whole thing is canceled. The question is, how about in the other direction, according to this lashon? Where a man said, kiti boylecha, what you need to ask is, where a man makes an agent to sell an acre, yarmalai zil zvinli kura, and he goes ahead and he sells a half acre. So over there, what would be the din? I mean, after all, you can always sell the other half an acre. So miyam rinan, can he say to the guy, look, what am I, I did something wrong. On the contrary, I'm making your life better. Because Lamaisa, you think you need to sell the whole acre today. Well, because you need money later this week. Well, what if it turns out you don't need the whole money? The acre, after it's sold, you're not going to be able to get it back. So I did you basically a favor, and I sold the half an acre for you. We can always sell the other half an acre. If it turns out you need the whole thing, you can get sell the other one. I didn't overextend my authority. I just am doing it in pieces. So maybe over there, that's a good taina. Because after all, ilo matzav chalavzuzi, if you're going to end up not needing the cash, what are you going to do? If I would have sold the whole acre, lo matzita hadarta, but you wouldn't have been able to change your mind. Odilma omar lei, or maybe the mishaleach can say to the shliach, lo nechali delif shtori iluyei. I have no interest in having a lot of separate sales. Now there's many reasons for why I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want that because, first of all, it gets out, I'm selling my property piece by piece. Every time I sell, people think, oh my God, the guy's going bankrupt. He clearly, I mean, he needs a little money today. It turns out next week he needs more money. I mean, that's a very bad thing to have. Another issue is that the more shtarot I have, the more lawyers I got to talk to. That's a serious issue. That's how Tosis brings. They're going to have more balei dinim. What are you more balei dinim for? Every one of these contracts, they keep a separate file, and I got separate notaries, and I got separate balei dinim. There's problems of achrayut. Every one of them is going to end up a separate court case. Let me deal with the whole thing at once. What are you selling it off piecemeal for?
Even then,
absolutely, things don't change. Omer Rebbe Chanina Misura. Toshma, okay, let's take a look and see whether we can bring a raya for such a case. And indeed, we have a case in Me'ila once again, which seems to indicate what the halacha would be. A guy takes a dinar shel zahav. A dinar shel zahav is worth 25 dinrei kesef, which is essentially 6 sela in a little bit, right? 25 instead of 24. So for purposes, just to keep things easy, let's pretend it's 6 sela, this dinar zahav. He goes ahead and he says, look, I want you to buy me a beautiful smoking jacket for that money. He goes and he spends instead 3 sela. He spends on his chaluk. And with 3, he goes, he doesn't know, this guy's a frumi, he doesn't know buying smoking jackets, he buys him a talis. I mean, half of it is because you're going to spend so much money on a smoking jacket. At least we'll get you a talus too. Obviously, a talus doesn't literally mean the way we use talus. It means a chaluk means more like a shirt, and a talit means an over the garment on top. Whatever. But it's a cute, in our terms, it's cute. So in this case, if it turns out that the dinner zohav was belonged to Hegdesh, shnehem mo'alu. Both the mishaleach and the shliach were mo'al. Now, I mean, for the mishaleach to be mo'al, as we already showed yesterday, it's obviously necessary for the shliach to be a shliach. Because otherwise, what's in my business? You went ahead and were mo'al without my rishus. So that means that whatever extent the shliach acted, l'chor, in this case, he spent only half. Similar to the case we had before, I told you to sell the whole, he sold only the half. So, if you're going to tell me that a shliach under these kind of circumstances is still considered to be an oser shlichuto, except he's basically changing the rules of the game, but he's within his authority to spend certainly three sela. So he's mosif advar of havi, the talit, okay, that's a mosif. But what he did that was within the realm of what the guy said is still okay. So mishumachi ba'alabayit ma'al, that would explain why there's minyan on the part of the balabayit. If you're going to tell me that by doing less than I was empowered to do, I'm also considered to be over, and therefore I abrogate the agreement of my shlichut, so then that means I'm acting as an independent agent, and I shouldn't be mechayev the mishaleach for me'ila. They said, then why am I ma'al? Says the Gemara, you misunderstand the case. Over here the case is that he was able to buy a six sella smoking jacket for three. That's the point. So he did entirely, his job was to do exactly that, to buy a six sella smoking jacket. He bought a six sella smoking jacket. I see you'll say, Iyaki shliach amai mal. The shliach was more because of the talit part. Whoever told him to go get a talit, you want to be from doing it on your own money. What do you, but we're using my money? So over there, Enachinami, it was his own money, so to speak. He did his be'ilah all on his own. Yahachi, says the Gemara, that can't be the explanation. Then how do you explain the continuation over there in a sefer? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af bezeh balabayit lomal. No, the balabayit can disagree. Why? I was looking for the best of smoking jackets, and you bought me a lousy smoking jacket. Instead, you're saying that he bought him the same quality for half price. What's he complaining about? No, he can still tie into that. Why? When he says ra, he doesn't mean a lower quality. He means lower quality prorated. Because I figure like this, if you got a deal of a six for three, imagine if you had spent the six that I wanted you to spend, well, you would have gotten a 15, because it already spending more money, would have gotten an even better deal. So basically, you did not use my six seller the way I would have liked you to use it. I was looking for the best, and you're throwing me compromises. So my rabidamim, you didn't get me the best deal, that's the point. And I wanted you to use the six. The Omar Lei Eitita Li Beshit Koshke Navishavet Tartisrei. For sure, it would have been worth 12 and more. As a matter of fact, some of the gears would have been worth more than 12, which is really the point over here. That's why it's Ra. Otherwise, why is it Ra? And here we have our South African Bushti. It's great. Perfect, perfect. You guys in Joburg don't know what you're missing. What's over here? What, just because you've got all that fancy coffee-making stuff? We've got bush tea.
Rooibos.
Rooibos. Okay. We're going to even outdo the Joburg crowd. Although I must say that espresso machine is pretty impressive. Especially if Yaeli's there this morning frothing up the milk. Let me tell you.
There should be one to do with showers. Something 220 is one.
So anyway, Dekanani, by the way, this is not, I'm not pushing you off with this. This is definitely true. That the problem over here is the question of whether I could have gotten even a better deal. That's the thing. That's what Ra means. And I'm going to prove it to you. Now, Lemaisa, before we get on to the I'm going to prove it to you, I just want to point out that we've got a little bit of a problem in our sugya. Because the way we had phrased the question was really misleading. We phrased the question that the guy says, I'm not interested in having a lot of separate cells because. We will a whole lot of because. Because it makes me a bad name, because I'm going to have a lot of lawyers, whatever the because is. But obviously that because is not functional in our case. I mean, so what we created a case and we're trying to bring a raya from something that is irrelevant to the whole issue. I mean, we made it sound like that was really what the problem was. The problem was there's something wrong in what you're doing. And we're trying to bring a raya from spending less money, which is not the point. So Rashi says, it's something that's very vague. Rashi says, look, I mean, but it's true that the shtar issue doesn't occur over here. But nonetheless, if I can show you that he's considered to be a mavir al devarav, so then whatever the case is, lo asar shlichuto. So, I mean, that's a little bit strange. Some learned that the Gemara before wasn't really explaining what the problem was. The Gemara was just pointing out that for any argument that the shliach is going to have by saying, look, I mean, I basically did something that could be viewed as useful for you. There's always an argument where a guy would say, well, I think it wasn't useful for me. So the point only is that it wasn't a very specific issue when it comes to the shtar and smaller pieces of land and so on. It was a question of whether you're considered to be maver al dvarav. Nafkamina, you can argue with me. I'm telling you I don't like it. So go argue. You say, no, it's a favor. I mean, we know lots of people like that. They've always got the arguments. Well, why this is the best thing for you? You know, you take an architect and he debates, I have no interest in this. I'm telling you, listen to me. It's the best you could possibly do. But that's what it means. There's always a counter-argument for whatever the shliach is going to say. I've got an argument why it's no good. Therefore, the Gemara comes along and says, look, bottom line, can I show you it's ma'avir? So it's ma'avir means it's ma'avir in all cases. Answers, the Gemara, no, over here was really that he caused them a loss, because he'd gotten a better talit. So now we're saying, Dekanami, I'll prove it. Tell him about it, Rabbi Yehuda, bekitni it. Shishnehem ma'alu. Even though Rabbi Yehuda was arguing and was saying that in a case, the Balabayat lo ma'al, where he could say it's a bad deal, but when it comes to kitniot, over there he can't say it's a bad deal. Now, let's try to figure out what that means. Why? Because you get exactly the same deal if you're buying kitniot, and we're going to end up understanding that it's talking about prepackaged kitniot. So you're going to buy a bag of peanuts. If you buy 100 bags of peanuts, you're not getting a better deal than if you buy one bag of peanuts, because it's per bag. So therefore, if he told them to buy kitniot, you don't like the amount of kitniot, I bought less, go buy the rest. What nafkamina could it possibly make? Over there, Rabbi Yehuda is made that, of course, that's not considered to be abrogating the shlichut. That's for sure. So that means, shmamina, that in the initial case, it's because, in fact, he could have gotten a better deal for himself. Now, let's just clarify the case. I've spoken it out, but more wants to clarify. There's a dumb. What we're talking about, a case where things are sold basically by the cupful, the balabai, I mean, the chenvani goes and he sticks in and he takes peanuts and approximates, here's 100 grams of peanuts. So over there, enochinami, but the approximation, when you're buying 10 kilo of peanuts, he's obviously going to throw in a little bit extra and you're going to get a better deal. So then it should be exactly the same. Therefore, it's got to be talking about Omer, the other seller, Muzlegabay Tvei, is going to give him better, he's going to give him more peanuts per seller. Omer of Papa Ba'atu de Kaile Bekane. It's talking about over here where they prepackage the peanuts in Kane. Kane are little packages, like our plastic bags. And over there, the only kind of a pruta, look, it costs you a dime for a boy, it costs you 8 shekel now. Costs you a dime per kana. So what's enough, Kamina? How many you want more? You can go in a store and get the same price anytime. So that shows that the problem in the other case, the case of the chaluk and the talit, is indeed a problem of, I should have gotten a better deal for you, is what he's saying. Tashma. How about our mission? Here we, of course, this is the reason why the whole sugya appears over here. Haitaktuvata arba meyot zuz. Remember the last piece of the Mishnah? Her ktuvah is 400 zuz. She sells it in little pieces. Machra lezeba mana, lezeba mana, lezeba mana. Ula acharon yafa mana vadinu b'mana. Shal acharon batel v'shukolam ikron kayam. Now, how do you explain that? I mean, basically, what is she doing? She's acting as an agent, really. In other words, we give her a standing reshus to act as an agent for the Yitomim to sell their property. So if you're telling me that Lamaisa, there's an afkamina, if you sell them one piece, you sell separately. So why are we tolerating these small piece sales? Is there a tzad to say that it's a bad thing to do for Mishaleach to sell in pieces? So how come we're tolerating her selling in pieces? Elamai, as long as you're within the boundaries of your authority, it's okay, you do a little bit less. The next time you'll also do a little bit less. So you see from here that's not considered to be in violation. That's the case. Answers the Gemara, that's not the case at all. We already explored this yesterday. We're talking about over here, we had separate little pieces. So what's she going to do? She can't possibly sell the whole thing in once. What, some guy just happens to want these four pieces of land, one of which is in Timbuktu, and the other one is in Tzfat. I mean, it's ridiculous. So obviously she has to sell in pieces. You can't bring a riot from the Mishnah that if it were one plot, she could also sell in pieces. Maybe in a finami not, but you have no right to say that the Mishnah is not talking about Katine. I didn't know anything about Domshak, only heaven in the room. Hochaname Bikhtini. So here too, we could say that would be the case, just like he explains later on. Okay, now let's assume for a moment, this is how Rashi learns. Let's assume for a moment that if somebody would say an acre, and you sold now a half an acre, that would not be considered an abrogation of Shlichut. We didn't really come to a conclusion. But let's assume. Then, of course, it makes a big nafkamina, because if this is an Imtim Saloma kind of thing, then generally when we make a Psak Halacha, we paskin according to the way the Gemara says, okay, let's just assume. Because since that was the likely assumption, we needed to explore it further. It's indicative of a general Netiya in that direction to accept that as the Psak. Therefore, Tosfos says not necessarily. It's not. The truth is we left it mamish hanging. But it could be that over here, maybe it's a different issue. Maybe it was sold separately, but all in one shtar, or something like that. I mean, so we can avoid that issue. But what would be the case if Amar le'achad v'lo l'shnayim? So that's pshita. If he was told, look, I want you to sell this to one person and not more. And obviously, then it's clearly akpada. There's no way around that. That would be an abrogation of the shlichut. But how about if he says, sell it le'echad? Is sell it le'echad b'pshat le'echad v'lo l'shnayim? Or is just the way people speak? Sell it to someone.
Preferable, maybe it means preferable enough.
Could also mean preferable, but I'm not as if saying, sell it to somebody. I mean, that's the way people talk. So find someone. Le'echad. It doesn't mean don't find two. So the stomamai. So Rav Huna says stoma means le'echad, v'lo l'shnayim. Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Rav Huna damer tavaya le'echad doesn't mean only le'echad. Le'echad means afilu l'shnayim. Le'echad is afilu l'me'ah. I just want to get it done. Now Rav Nachman, who was the big dayan, once came to visit Surah. So Rav Chista and Rabba bar Rav Huna went into him to ask him what he held about this case. So Ola Gabe Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Rav Huna, where somebody said le'echad without further ado. So Omer like, yeah, I got the mind. Omer Lehu said, le'echad means afilu l'shnayim, afilu l'me'ah, like you said. So then they asked him, would this be true, if we're giving the shliach leeway, would it be true even if the shliach made a mistake in the evaluation, and he sold for a little bit less? Avagav de to'a shliach. Omer Lehu, no, to'a shliach is a different thing. Not because there's a din necessarily of a not, but because you can always tell a shliach that when it comes to your shlichut, obviously, litikune, as we'll see later on, right? We'll talk it out, but we can always say to a shliach, litikune shavatei v'lo lavatei, I sent you to be my agent to do me good, not to do me bad.
What about the buyer? How does he get protected?
The buyer over here is always, it's talking about where the buyer agreed. The buyer doesn't agree, there's nothing to discuss. We spoke that out yesterday.
Well, the buyer knows that...
The buyer finds out and he says, look, I don't care, okay, fine, I would. At least let me hold on to what I got, okay? That's what it's talking about. The buyer says, what, are you crazy? I wanted to buy this, now you're changing the deal. I want out, but of course he gets out.
Now, I meant in terms of the seller, where the agent of the seller exceeds his authority, and the buyer now gets hurt because he bought the property.
So I'm telling you, the buyer, there's no way to protect the buyer if somebody sells him a Brooklyn Bridge. I mean, he should have found out, but he can say, I want out of the whole thing, or it's up to him, or he could say, at least let me keep the part that I want to keep. So that we avoid the problem of the buyer by saying that the buyer is out looking out for the best for him in whatever the case may be. So now, as Reb Nachman straight off, they understood that when Reb Nachman said, when it comes to ta'ut, I never said, ta shliach lo kamina. I didn't say the shliach can get away with making a mistake. I said the shliach can get away with selling patchwork to two or more people. But I mean, if you're saying that a shliach doesn't have to do precisely what he's told, so I mean, don't you hold on, Amar? You're one of the shitas that paskins that ain't on ala karkaot. So I said, what does that have to do with it? I mean, ain't on ala karkaot is a question of whether a person, the principal who owns the field, whether he sells for less or more, whether it's a din of ona'a. But certainly, when it comes to shliach, there's a whole different issue. To a shliach, a guy can always tell a shliach. The tikkuni shadarticha v'lo lavati. I sent you. Shadarticha is lashon shlichut. Right? Shadar. I sent you. So shlichut. V'lo lavati. That was only for my benefit. I certainly had no intention of taking even a penny loss. So why should you be able to... Later on we're going to see whether indeed it's a penny loss. Or it's, that's after the next Mishnah. But so far, the pashtut, I can tell you, I'm not interested in making you a shliach to make me... You didn't even get onto eBay, you idiot. So what are you telling me, assessors? And oh no, that's not the point. You got to do the minimum. Where can I prove to you that there is a difference between when a balabayit does something and when a shliach does something? From the Mishnah in Trumot, the Tanakh. A guy tells a shliach, "Take, do me a favor, take off truma from my field, please." He goes ahead. Now he's got a problem because truma is doable in three ways. We have an ayin yafa, we have an ayin ra, we have an ayin beinanit. So he didn't tell him how much to take off. The norm would be, if we don't know what to do, we take a beinanit, which is echad mechamish, one out of 50 is the amount that we give off for truma. If a guy's a stingy guy, we take one out of 60. If a guy's a very generous guy, we take one out of 40. The shliach, he does torem kedat balabayit. He is torem the way that he believes the balabayit is. Thinks he's a generous guy, a stingy guy, whatever. So then if he doesn't have information, he takes off in the middle, which is the norm. How about if Lamaisa Picheta Sara or Sifa Sara? How about if he added an additional 1/10? Right? Which is really, we took one out of 40 instead of one out of 50, or 1 out of 60 instead of 1 out of 50. So he makes a mistake now in a small percentage of a percentage. What would be the din? Truma to truma. But that's it. That's the maximum mistake that he can make. Because he can say, look, I'm very sorry for thinking you were a generous guy, and it turns out you're a no good, overly careful person. But, you told me to take it. This is the way I understood you. So what can I do? I'm supposed to know you're so selfish. But that's the maximum mistake he can make. Il gabi balabayit. Bashenkin, the balabayit who makes a mistake. So he's going to be tired, and he doesn't realize that he's taking off too much. So ola biyada avilechon miyasrim. So even he doubles the amount of truma. He takes off 1/20th instead of a 40th or a 50th. Still truma to truma. So you see from there that the balabayit has a much greater leeway, and we still say it's not batal, than a shliach has. You see that. I'm right, says Reb Nachman. We don't apply the same standards to shlichut as we do to a person's own dat, because when it comes to shlichut, why would I want you to be an agent to mess me up? Toshma. So getting back to the original question, can we bring a proof? I mean, and we understand, Reb Nachman holds this, Reb Chista, Rabbi Bar Avuna holds this, that the echad means that even... there's no akpada to be for more. But how about our Mishnah? Now, it's true that in this case, nobody said anything. So it's rather strange to be bringing a raya from the case in the Mishnah where nobody said le'echad, and the whole question was, how do we analyze the wording of liyakad. Does liyakad mean liyakad velo l'shnayim, or does liyakad mean afil l'shnayim afil l'meya? This is very, very problematic. L'chora, the way we're going to have to learn it is like this. If this is, this whole transaction of an almana acting on her own, outside of Bezdin, is the way we need to look at it, is that she's acting as a shliach, the Bezdin has appointed her as a shliach to sell the Atomim's property. I mean, otherwise, what could she possibly be doing here on her own? There's no other way to look at it. So if that's the case, what we have to assume is that the nature of this shlichut is like all other shluchiyot that Beit Din gives you, which is looking out for the Yatomim's best interests. So if the best interest for the Yatomim would truly be le'echad v'lo l'shnayim, we'd have to assume that that's what the Beit Din was saying. If the best interest is try to sell le'echad, so then we'll assume that that's what the Beit Din is saying, right? So that means that the Beit Din is basically saying le'echad. By analyzing that a sale is okay to more than echad, you're coming up with the same psak essentially. That le'echad means try le'echad, but if it has to be l'shlayim l'meya, it's also good. That's how we'll have to understand it. The Maram learns it some basically like that. So if that's the case, we should be able to bring a raya from our Mishnah that Beis Din says le'echad, and yet we tolerated her sale in bits and pieces. Says the Gemara, and this is the Rav Shisha that we kept referring to. Rav Shisha explained that Mishnah was talking about little parcels. This is where he said it was on this raya we applied his Maamarim to the other Gemaras. Om Rav Shisha, Bereda Ravidi Bikatine. It's talking about over here there were small parcels, but maybe in Okinami. If there was one piece of land that was worth a full 400 zuz, and she goes and she starts selling it off piece by piece, maybe indeed she abrogated the terms of the shlichut that the Beit Din gave her, because it's as if they said, le'echad v'lo l'shnayim. Yes, Rav Allah.
Is there a right of redemption still in any of this? Can the seller in the first year get it back?
Well, I mean, that's confusing rights of redemption to a house in a city with the rights of a field, but whatever the rights of redemption are, yes.
So multiple sales can create a fair amount of territory?
Right, yes, exactly. Very much so. Plus a fair amount of suits. Each one of them, you got to handle this. You know, I got to tell you. Okay. You don't look like Savage Josh at all. But I'll tell you something. Beneath it all, you are the way Savage Josh sees himself in the mirror. You understand? Yeah. As far as he's concerned, he's still a young man. I guarantee you. Yeah. So you're not going to give Zuck the Helik Mishnah for us. All right, so we'll move on to our president.
He has a Yiddish
Yeah.
Zuck the
Helik Mishnah. Shum ha-dayanim she-pichatu shtut or sifu shtut. Look, until now, what have we been talking about? We've been talking about the almana, who does things a little bit wrong. She exceeds her authority. Sells less than her authority, too many pieces, different price. All of this has been discussed now over the past 2 days. How about if the Beis Din does things wrong? How about if the Beit Din goes ahead, makes an official estimate of the value, they sell, and it turns out that they sold for too little, or they sold for too much, and now the purchaser is timing, you know, you cheated me, I relied on the Beis Din. So then, Michran Batel, Lechora, I mean, on the surface, it appears that we're saying Mikran Batel because there's Ona'ah, and Ona'ah is Shtut. However, the truth is that if we hold Ein Ona'ah LeKarkaot, which is the normative position, then the reason that we would say Mikran Batel is because a Beit Din is actually always acting as an agent. What are they doing something for me? So they're acting as my agents. You'll say, so if an agent, I could taina that even for a small amount, the tikkunah shadartich v'lo la'avati. Ah, but over here, since it's an agent that is empowered as a court, so we always give extra powers to a court, because as we'll see later on in the Mishnah, in kein ma'kor beit din yafeh. We're certainly not going to say they're just like any other agent. So we give special powers, and we give them an ability to be toa up to a shtut. Okay, that's one way of learning the Mishnah, a simple way of learning the Mishnah. it creates a little bit of a problem for the continuation. Because Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, I don't care how much they made a mistake. Michran Kayam, because in Kain Makor Beitin Yafeh. So the parshas of the Mishnah that the Machlokas Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Tanakama is as to whether in Kain Makor Beitin Yafeh. Whereas the way that I just explained it, Tanakama is also made it, that it's based on in Kain Makor Beitin Yafeh. And all Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is saying is, look, you can't arbitrarily make that dependent on the din of Oina'ah. If you're empowering a court, you're empowering them maximally, whatever mistakes they're going to make. Okay, it's a little bit of a kvetch, but certainly many Rishonim accept this approach.
Why shouldn't buyer agree to being cheated? Why doesn't he have the kind of...
He doesn't agree. It's really, the truth is, it's not the buyer's issue. It's the seller's issue, really.
Yeah, but...
Because a buyer, if you hold Eino Na'ala Kabakarka, oh, it's because there's such a variable estimate that is column card. You sometimes find a guy who wants very much this piece of property. He's willing to overpay. Yeah, this karkot, the pashtim. Avol ima asui geret bakoret beinehem. Now this word beinehem does not appear in many of the Mishnayot, as indeed it should not, the pashtis, because an igeret bakoret simply means an advertising campaign for people to come and look over the property before bidding. So therefore, beinehem is irrelevant, the word beinehem. I mean, you could say Benehem is among the locals. I mean, why would we use a word like that? So if Beit Din, basically, they followed all the rules. Now somebody's coming along and saying, what do you mean? But, I mean, here we've got assessors. Assessors. We take a look at what the market will bear. Not assessors is all theoretical. Bottom line is, we advertised. People came. They looked. This is the best we got at a public auction. Go tell me assessors. This is the Lamaisa. So over there, I don't care how much it was worth, because it's the truth of what you're going to be able to get. So over there, afilu machru shava money b'matayim b'shava b'matayim b'money mikran kayam. They simply did the best they could do under the circumstances. The buyer had every opportunity to look at the property to see what other people are bidding, and then therefore nobody can tie anything's wrong. Now the question is: now we've spoken about the extremes. We've spoken about an almana. An almana is an extreme, because what she's doing in her own benefit. It's very rare that we are going to appoint somebody to go and do something against someone else's thing because they want to sell it. Normally you have to go through channels, you go to the court. So we said, okay, in this case you'll have to take a shvui afterwards, you don't need to do achraza, because if they sue her, they'll be able to cancel the whole thing, as Tosis explained yesterday, even for the slightest deviation. But I understand that that's one extreme. So that she has no right to any deviation whatsoever. On the other hand, we looked at the other extreme, which is a court that has the Koach Beitin. That's, we're going to tolerate a lot of deviation. How about a normal agent? Shliach. Shliach is doing something for you. He's not doing something for himself. You know, over there, to say that he's the same as the Almana, where we're going to look at every dime, I can understand that he's doing you, basically, the favor. I mean, where we look at every dime. On the other hand, to empower him as much as a court, that he's able to get up to the point of Onan, that not, well, how would we look at it? So Rav Am Reb Nachman, Shliach Kedayani, Rav Shmuel Bar Bisson Reb Nachman, no, Shliach Kalmana. Let's understand the logic. Rav Am Reb Nachman, the Shliach is the same as Dayanim, because basically, look, the Dayanim, we give them leeway, because Ma Dayanim, Lav Ladidu, they're not doing anything for themselves. I mean, they're acting on your behalf. So av shliach nami lav ladidei, mashenkin the almana. Okay, almana. I mean, almana is working on her own behalf. Ladida, somebody wants to do something on their own behalf, we're going to be very careful. Reb Shmuel Bar Bison, Reb Nachman, said the contrary. It's basically a shliach is nothing but the almana. But the point of the almana is she is acting as an individual. It doesn't matter why she's acting as an individual. It just means that we have less tolerance for error. Because if you want to do things on your own dot, you better be darn sure about what you're doing. Mashenkin of a group of people that are empowered as a court. I mean, obviously over there, it's different. A shliach is a yachid. Lafuke beidin de rabin ninu. Vehilchata shliach almana. The halacha is that the shliach basically has the same. Sitar. As the same halacha as the almana, and we don't tolerate deviations, and it's the same as Renakbet said, the kune shitarticha, the lo la'avatin.
The agent is
Amri haloti boilacha, eh, the yomala izil zvin li litcha, the zomali kura vani mosifa dvorav avi. Kiti boilacha, the yomala izil zvin li kura vazov zomali litcha, my. Mi amrina, and he could tell him the tablacha avdilacha, di lo mitstrachelacha zuze lo matita agarta, eh? So then I understand. So then the Shliach didn't do anything to be more or less. Of course he did. He spent the other shalosh on a talit that nobody told him to buy. Is that the case? Then Yochim is safe. Rebuta Amir Apazeb Alabay Lomaal. Mipneshia Kolomarlo Choluka Dola Yitibavakesh Vatavetele Cholukatan Vira. I mean, I thought he got him the best deal. What do we more? What's bad about it? No, my Rabbi Damim, I wanted a better deal for my money. More than trade, hard this right. They can have a dictani, but it would be kidney up. By the way, the case of the kidney up, Echidami, he let me be out of Nazamne Beshuma. He's certainly going to be Muslika Betvei. Omra Bakopa, well, obviously, he's talking about Bata the Kalibakani. The Omra, look, each package, Kanakana, Bepruta. Tashmai, Taktu Vatar Bami Yodzuz, Machra the Zebaman, the Zebaman, and so on, Lachron Yofaman of the Dinababana. Shalachron Batel, Vishikolamachron Kayam, so you see you can even sell in bits and pieces. That's Kidam of Shisha Bread, Ravidi Bikatine. Hokanami Bikatine. Now look, Pshita Omra Yachad Alishnaim. So then he said, Lachad Alishnaim, I mean, there's no analysis open here. But suppose he said the echad stoma ma. Ravuna amar la echad means exactly the same thing. La echad velo lishnayim. Rav Chista v'rabba bar Ravuna d'armet avayo. La echad means la echad v'afil lishnayim v'afil l'meya. We'd like you to sell it to one. Ikul or not one asura. Well, la gabe Rav Chista v'rabba bar Ravuna. Omar la ki agav namai. Amar lu la echad means afil lishnayim. La echad means afil l'meya. So omar la, if that's the case, would you be willing to take even a mistake on the part of Shliach? Avagav the Torah Shliach, no. The Torah Shliach look amina. Omele, why not? I the Amar Eno na ala karkaot. So why not be consistent? So said Rudachman, Hani Mileyeka the Torah Balabai. Avotah Shliach, there's no tolerance. Omele, the Tikunishidarticha, Vlodavat. Uminatema, the Shani Ben Shliach the Balabai, it's not. Omele Shlucha Tseir Trom, Tarim Kitat Balabai. Imene Yodea da Tosha Balabai. Torein bebeinonit echad mechamishim bichet asara wasif asara truma to truma viilu gabi balabayet tanya toram valabira afilu echad miyasrim truma to truma toshma nar mishna haitak tivatar ba miyotzuz bachra vzeh b'mona vzeh b'mona and so on ule acharon shav b'mona b'dinu b'mona shel acharon batel v'shukulan mikran kayam on Rav Shisha Brei Ravidi, because we're talking about separate parcels b'ktini. Shum adayanim shepichatu shtut, osifu shtut, michran batel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer michran kayam. Because if not, imkein makor peitin yafet. Aval im asu igeret bakoret, afilu machu shavamona b'matayim, b'shavamtayim emona, michran kayam. Iboil, shliach kima, rov omrim nachar shir kadayonim, rov shmom barbis omrim nachar mekelmana. Rov omrim nachar shir kadayonim, because madayanim lav ladidu, Av Shliach Nami Lav Ladidei Lafuki Almana Did Ladida Rav Shlom Bar Bisam Rav Nachman Ki Almana Ma Almana Yechida Av Shliach Yechid Lafuki Beidin De Rabbi Minu Veilchata Shliach Ki Almana.